and Julie James Sawyers with JIS Media News for Tuesday, December 19. Coming up, Tourism Minister says Jamaica no longer a seasonal destination. CAC urges shoppers to guard against online scams, and JFB urges fire safety during Christmas season. The details after the break.
Customize your Christmas cards and calendars at the JIS. Let us design yours today. Visit jis.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett is reporting that Jamaica is no longer a seasonal tourist destination. Minister Bartlett noted that since April 2017, Jamaica has experienced double-digit growth in stopover arrivals. He says the country now seeing an average of over 175,000 visitors on a monthly basis is a positive sign of future growth.
And that means capacity, and that means jobs that are going to be retained, not seasonal jobs, but full-time jobs, good jobs. And we are building out the capacity of our people to be more efficient, to offer better high-touch service, and also to enable the constancy of top-of-mind performance and beyond expectation performance.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at a ceremony to welcome the 4 millionth visitor to the island in Montego Bay recently. CAC communications specialist Dorothy Campbell says the high level of spending during the Christmas season makes persons particularly vulnerable to these scams.
Once you get online, make sure you're on a site that is familiar and that is secure. Look for that green padlock that says secure and it says HTTPS. And make sure that when you go to that site, that the banking information that you're going to plug in, you need to delete that.
Ms. Campbell was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. She's also urging shoppers to monitor their bank and credit card transactions daily in order to detect any unusual credit card activity. With some 625 total fires recorded in 2016, the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, is urging the public to practice fire safety approaching the Christmas celebrations. Acting Assistant Commissioner of the JFB, Emilio Ibanks, says the emergency responders usually see an increase in the number of residential fires in December due to a rise in the consumption of electricity, which can be hazardous if wiring is faulty.
Residential fires more than all the other fires. As a matter of fact, when we look at the past 3 years, if we look at 2014, 2015, 2016, we have seen in 2014 where the residential fires amounted to 68. In 2015, that went up to 89. In 2016, that went up to 128. The sad reality about these residential fires is that a lot of times we have persons dying from these fires.
He is calling on householders to have the electrical wiring in their homes checked by a certified and licensed electrician if the home was wired more than 5 years ago. Mr. Ibanks is also urging families and businesses to dispose of solid waste in garbage receptacles instead of burning items, as these fires could become uncontrollable. And the one-way system implemented in Santa Cruz, St. Elizabeth on December 18 will run until January 21 next year. The changes are from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Mondays to Saturdays, with normal traffic flow on Sundays.
So this restriction with regards to the movement of traffic is in a bid to reduce congestion and improve traffic flow during the Yuletide season. So motorists entering Santa Cruz from Mandeville, the one-way system, they'll encounter the one-way system at the intersection of Cork Drive, Institution Drive, and Main Street. And motorists traveling from Cork Drive, therefore, will have no right turn at this intersection.
Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, Ramona Lawson. Motorists entering Santa Cruz from the direction of Lacovia should turn left at the intersection of Main Street, Retirement Road, and the bypass. No right turn will be allowed onto Market Street from this direction. Right turns from the direction of Lacovia will be allowed at Institution Drive in order for motorists to enter Main Street. Motorists wishing to travel towards Malvern may use Retirement Road or travel to the end of the bypass, turn right at the Gasmart petrol station, and turn left onto Center Road. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.